Just suggesting that a national anthem should be changed can produce a firestorm of social media invective. But the truth is, most anthems are very recent creations, and many of them have been changed, adjusted, rewritten, and replaced over the past few decades. When it comes to anthems, change may be viewed with suspicion by some, but it's actually the norm. Welcome back to this continuing series on national anthems, the worst songs in the world. My name is David Pate. I'm a broadcaster, writer, and journalist in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Our alphabetic progression through the United Nations of Anthems takes us next to Armenia. Armenia is one of the countries that chooses to sing about its flag. The anthem dates from Armenia's brief brush with independence after the collapse of the Russian Empire in 1918. But that only lasted a couple of years before it was forcibly reoccupied by the Soviet Union. The anthem was banned until Armenia re-emerged from Russian domination in 1991. It did get a bit of a rewrite. The original anthem is definitely a downer. The opening lines go, "Our homeland, miserable, abandoned, downtrodden by our foes." Today's version is slightly more upbeat, summoning its sons to a free and independent Armenia. No mention of what daughters can contribute. After celebrating the glorious tricolour flag that has been bathed in tears, those summoned sons are reminded that a man can only die once, and suggests the best way of doing that is for the freedom of the nation. There have been calls in Armenia for a new anthem, one that sounds a little more modern and less fatalistic, but those calls have gone nowhere. But sometimes, demands for change do produce results.
It's a small change with the hope it'll have a big impact. The Prime Minister altering the national anthem to make us one and free rather than young and free.
That's how Australians learned their anthem was changing. Just one word, but going from young and free to one and free was at least a small acknowledgement of 60,000 years of Indigenous history in the continent before a bunch of Europeans showed up and claimed to have discovered it.
Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are one and free.
But some Australians want more change, a whole new anthem that goes further in recognising the country's First Nations. Others want to make it less inclusive. Some Christian schools sing an alternative Australian anthem, naming Christ the head and cornerstone of the country, But if you just write your own lyrics, then you're not singing the national anthem. Austria is another country that changed its anthem. It wanted to include women. But let's go back to its original song with a very familiar melody. Austrian composer Joseph Haydn was inspired to write a song for the Emperor after visiting London and hearing the British anthem. And his version, appropriately called God Save the Emperor, also achieved popularity after being played at a theatre. Haydn's tune, with new lyrics for different rulers and different regimes, survived the collapse of the Austrian Empire after the First World War and the creation of the Austrian Republic. Meanwhile, Germany had also taken the tune for its anthem, and when Hitler ordered the annexation of Austria in 1938, the German words took over while the tune remained. The association of Haydn's music with the Nazi regime was too much for the Austria that emerged from the Second World War. Even though the tune was originally all Austrian, it was now felt to be tainted. So a new anthem was needed. What Austria got was a rarity in the world of anthems, a song written by a woman. Paula von Preradovich was a poet who came up with lyrics matched to a tune wrongly attributed at the time to Mozart. Despite having a female author, the lyrics were sexist, hailing Austria as home to great sons. It didn't take long before people started asking, "What about Austria's great daughters?" It took a while, but eventually the words were changed in 2012, and daughters and sons are now hailed in the anthem. Let's finish out the A's of our anthem list with Azerbaijan. This anthem follows a familiar path for those countries that won a brief period of independence from Russia between the fall of the Tsar and the arrival of the Soviet Union. That lasted just 2 years for Azerbaijan, but long enough to acquire an anthem, which then fell silent for more than 70 years until Azerbaijan regained its independence in 1992. This isn't a kind and gentle anthem. The music is aggressively martial. It's the kind of tune you can imagine in the soundtrack of a Hollywood movie about medieval knights preparing to charge into battle. and the lyrics are gleefully bloodthirsty. You are the country of heroes. We will die so that you might be alive. We will shed our blood to defend you. Azerbaijan has spent most of its independent history fighting neighboring Armenia for control of a disputed border region. So a militaristic anthem is perhaps understandable. We're now on to country names beginning with B. First up is the Bahamas.
Lift up your head to the rising sun, Bahamas.
The Bahamas own a relatively recent anthem, adopted in 1973, when, like so many other countries around the world, it gained independence from Britain. March On, Bahamaland is an inspiring song calling for love and unity. The anthem is also one of several written by a schoolteacher. Timothy Gibbons, who wrote several songs praising members of the British royal family, before coming up with the words and music for the newly independent nation. A grateful government named a school after him and unveiled a monument in his hometown. Unfortunately, they got the date of his death wrong. It almost makes the list of non-controversial anthems, but then God makes a late appearance in the second last line. Our next nation is also an island, and was also ruled for a time by the British. Bahrain became independent in 1971, and it already had an anthem ready to go. It was adopted in 1942, but didn't have lyrics for more than 40 years. The words added in 1985 celebrated the nation and its people, but they were rewritten in 2002 to make it more about the king and Islam. It's not known who wrote the music. The national anthem of Bangladesh has an astonishing pedigree, thanks to its author, one of the world's great writers. Rabindranath Tagore was the first non-European to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. He was a poet, a writer, a playwright, a painter, and a composer. And when it comes to anthems, he remains unrivaled. He also wrote India's anthem, and his work inspired the national song of Sri Lanka. The poem adopted by Bangladesh in 1971 is beautifully evocative. In spring, it says, "The fragrance from your mango groves makes me wild with joy. O mother mine, words from your lips are like nectar to my ears." It's a wonderfully gentle song for a country that, in the past century, has experienced brutal colonial rule, terrible famine, a war for independence, and environmental disasters. The author of the National Anthem of Barbados is also a famous writer. Irving Burgee was born in America, but his mother was from Barbados, and he grew up to the sound of Caribbean music. He performed around New York using the name Lord Burgess, and achieved massive success when he co-wrote most of the songs on Harry Belafonte's hit album Calypso. One of the songs was Burgee's version of a Jamaican folk song, Deo, or the Banana Boat Song. With a background like that, it's hardly surprising that Burgee was asked to come up with lyrics for the new nation of Barbados when it became independent in 1966. In Plenty and in Time of Need was written to an existing tune, which is actually a bit of a shame, because it makes you wonder what music Burgee would have come up with if he'd been asked to do the whole thing. Maybe something closer to his signature calypso sound.
Oh, island in the sun, wind to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing praise of your forest waters, your shining sun.
From Calypso to a classic Eastern European Soviet era tune. That's the anthem of Belarus. It was originally adopted in the 1950s, when Belarus was part of the Soviet Union, which explains lyrics like, "Together with our Russian brothers, we look for roads to fortune," and "The name of Lenin united us. Glory to the party." But when Belarus became an independent nation in 1991, it ditched the Communist Party references. But it kept the old tune, and the reworked lyrics reflect the pro-Russian sentiment of the country's dictatorial ruler, with its references to the brotherly union of peoples and how it fought for freedom together with our brothers. Opponents of the Belarus regime have adopted songs as their own anthems, including the one used by the short-lived Belarusian Democratic Republic in 1918. March of the Warriors is still considered the country's real anthem by some emigrant communities, and if democracy returns to Belarus, it may even make a comeback too. Whether you love them or hate them, most people at least recognize their own national anthem. And you'd certainly expect a country's top politician to know the national song. But here's what happened when the man who was about to become Belgium's Prime Minister in 2007 was asked by a reporter to sing the anthem.
La Brabançonne, vous la connaissez?
Un peu, oui.
Allez-y.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour de gloire est...
Vraiment la Brabançonne, ça.
Pardon?
La Brabançonne, c'est vraiment ça.
Oh, je sais pas.
That, of course, was the French national anthem. The mistake caused national outrage, and there was some suspicion that Yves Leterme may have done it on purpose. Belgium is a country divided by language, and Leterme had done a lot to widen that division, saying that French speakers were too stupid to learn Flemish. He also challenged the idea of a Belgian national identity at all, saying the idea of Belgium was nothing more than its king, its football team, and some brands of beer. For the record, this is what the Belgian anthem actually sounds like. That anthem, with some edits, has been around since 1860, so you'd think most people in the country would have got used to it by now. There are still lots of nations to go, beginning with B. We'll pick up this journey through the world of national anthems in the next episode of The Worst Songs in the World.